Good morning, Dean Spofford. I'm told you wanted to speak with me first thing in the morning. Yes, I'll take a seat. Thank you. What can I do for you, sir? Did you want a blowjob to start the day off right? Or a turn fucking me? You know, you can... Oh, sorry, sir. I'll stop talking. You don't look very happy. What, are you angry? Yes, sir. I do have an idea why you're angry. Does this have to do with Professor Haddon? Oh, I know. I know, sir. I realized that I had no right to do what I did. I broke one of the school's main rules. What rule? You want me to say it? Alright. So that Academy's policies and procedures. Chapter 1, paragraph 1. All student sluts are to be available as free use fuckholes to any and all staff members, including, but not limited to, groundskeeping, facilities, custodial, administration, IT, counseling, human resources, finance, and tenured and non-tenured faculty. What does that mean? Well, sir, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. Okay, I'll say what it means to me. It means that if any member of staff here at the university wants to use any part of my body at any time, in any place, I am obligated to say yes, or else I may be placed on academic probation or suspension or subject to corporal punishment. Do I know the rules in place? Yes, sir. That we learn our place as sluts and are reminded each day that our bodies and holes are here to be used. Oh, yes, Dean Spofford. I did say no to Professor Haddon. I know I should have never done that. It was against school policy and it offended Professor Haddon a great deal. But please, you have to understand. I wasn't feeling good, and I did offer him my mouth, so I thought, yes, sir, I'm sorry. I realize that when a man has the urge for me, a mouth is a pitiful substitute. I remember learning that in Fuck Puppetry 101. I know I should have never turned him down, Dean. That was deeply unslutty of me. I let myself down, and I let the school down. Yes, sir. I also let my parents down, who are paying good money for me to be here so I can become the best whore that I can be. That's right, Dean. I'm not academic like my older sister. That's why my folks enrolled me here, so I can learn how to use my body to get what I want in life. Oh, yes, sir. It's been extremely helpful so far. My bimbofication courses have been so eye-opening. And I love my current class. Prostituting yourself in all walks of life. I've learned that it is really amazing how many things I can get as long as I let my holes be fucked. So... You want to know what we're going to do about my breach of conduct? I'll do anything, sir, but please don't expel me. My parents will be so disappointed in me. This school is my last chance to make something of myself, to become who I'm meant to be. Stand up, of course. You want me to bend over the edge of your desk with my ass up in the air?